Would you contact everybody, tell them how I feel, find out how they feel, and let them know how everybody else feels, then you're part of the problem. And you know, because I, as a member, have initiated that or participated in that, that makes it a violation. But there's no prohibition against you going to every single member here and saying, I feel this way about this agenda item, how do you feel? Where it crosses over is you've got to be, you yourself have got to be very careful, and the commission members themselves have got to say, you can tell me how you feel, but I don't want you to tell me if you talk to other commission members how they feel, because that I can't do and cannot have. So, we're here tonight and we have less than a quorum, and so what I'm doing is giving you information, and that's all, and we can do that. But if, you know, if somebody wanted to ask, you know, if we did this the last time specifically, is it okay or not? Then I can't answer that because we don't have a sufficient quorum to conduct business.
Mr. Kevin.
Steve, please.
I have a question. How would that play into any exception as far as doing any research or things like that if you're in a committee?
Well, again, a committee of less, you have 15 members total?
19.
Not right now.
But Danny, my thing is, why can't you just legally just cut the numbers in half and just redo it?
Okay.
Well, because that's not what our bylaws say.
Yeah.
We can't change it until people who are here can vote on
that.
I'll ask you a question. It's a catch-22. You've got to have enough people here to be able to vote.
That's right.
But in answer to your question, if this body appoints a committee,
right,
you know, the president or the chairperson, whoever it is okay, you three or you four, small enough group, are a committee, then you can get together, you can discuss,
okay,
you can say, this is going to be our recommendation. And the equivalent I can give you is that it's not at all unusual for the city council to appoint, say, two council members to meet with staff people to review something, to get some input from a city council member, but then that item comes back before the whole council, and those two council persons, you know, can prepare a report and a recommendation, but they're not to contact the other three council members while that's going on and say, I'm going to recommend X, you know, do you agree with me?
But there have been times when the city council only had a few people there because people were on vacation, but they still discussed things.
Well, historically, in the case of the city council, it's very rare for them to even meet if they do not have a quorum of three.
Oh, but it's only three.
That's right.
So just cut it down and get a quorum of five.
Well,
Lillian, I said, okay.
Okay.
We have bylaws that we must follow. Okay. And please, would you
refrain from talking?
Yes. I don't want you to refrain from talking, but I would like you not to refrain from interrupting.
Okay. Explain what a quorum is, mm-hmm, because that seems to be,
okay,
it's not the total commission,
right,
number of 19.
It's a majority.
Oh.
So if you have 14 members, if we have a 14-member commission, then we have to have 7 plus 1, which would give you a majority.
Okay.
So if you have the city council of 5 members,
right,
you have to have 2 plus 1,
okay,
for there to be a majority.
Okay. I didn't understand.
So there can be 3 members there and have a city council.
Yeah, if it's an odd number, it has to be more than half. If it's either even number, it has to be one more than,
okay,
than exactly half. Now, you can provide, and sometimes state law does, although it's not applicable to what this commission tends to do, but you can have requirements. Sorry, let me backtrack one more time. Once you have a quorum, as a general rule, a majority of the quorum is all it takes to take an action. So if you had 14 members, so you have 8 present, and if you had a 5 in favor and 3 opposed, even that's only 5 out of 14, it's a majority of the quorum. That's sufficient to take an action. But, and in case of city council, you have 3 members present, you have a 2-to-1 vote, that's enough, even though that's 2 is less than the majority, unless somewhere in the law or the bylaws, it specifies a specific number to take action. And I think your bylaws say so in one instance, if I recall. Yeah, let's see.
regulations, majority of voting members present shall constitute a quorum for the conduct.
Decisions are made to, okay, so we're going to voice vote or somewhere else. Quorum shall be a majority of the commission seats filled by the city council. No actions of the commission shall be valid without an affirmative vote of a majority of the members present, but in any event, at least six. So even if you had eight would be sufficient for a quorum, but you still have to have six affirmative votes to take any action. That's just provided by the...
And I think that was before we... This was predicated on having 19 members on the commission. It wasn't 14.
Yeah.
So we need to...
Yeah, I mean, it may be appropriate to revisit that.
Mm-hmm.
Beyond that, items for action to be taken, they have to be on the agenda. And you can have a circumstance where you have a public comment period and individuals who are not on the commission itself are given an opportunity to speak up, and they can address issues that are not on the agenda, but the commission can't take action on that at that meeting. So if somebody said, gee, you know, this is a problem that I have discovered in the Jewish community. And I say that because I'm Jewish, so it's... Okay, in the Jewish community, and I think it's something we ought to look into, then the answer is, okay, commission can say, yes, we need to look into it, put it on, you know, committee will be formed or whatever it is, put it on the next agenda, and we'll address and discuss it. So most of the time when members of the public have questions about items not on the agenda, they address the question, the answer back from the body is, thank you very much, and staff, or you know, we'll look into it, and we'll do this, or we'll do that. When there are items on the agenda, and then the public can speak either under citizen comments to that item, or depending on how you choose to run your own meetings, at the time of. And again, they can speak, but, and I know that you know, it's easy to do this very informally and want to do it informally, but sooner or later you may run into problems with informality. So I remind you of the more formal process, which is members of the public just don't speak out. They ask to speak, and whoever is the chairperson controls and guides that in terms of how much time and how frequently. And you know, that ideally you don't have the same person standing up five and six and seven times to talk about the same thing, and you move it around. And these meetings are set on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So if you do not have a quorum, that may be, I don't know if that is the case or not right now, then you have two choices. You can adjourn the meeting for a lack of a quorum to another specific date. Mm-hmm. And you can say, we're going to meet tomorrow night or next Monday or whatever. Or you just adjourn the meeting and don't worry about it until the next regular meeting is scheduled. And then there's provisions for special meetings if and when you need it, and notice.
Well, provisions for special meetings, see, that would be special meeting changing the...
Well, again, there's several ways to do that. One way is, once you open this meeting, you know, you don't have to have a quorum to start the meeting, you have to have a quorum to conduct business. So the chairperson can say, I look around, okay, there's only six members here, that's not enough for a quorum, we are adjourned. Now, we're adjourned, that's it, we'll worry about it until the next regular meeting, or we're adjourned until a specific date and time. And you can always adjourn one meeting and, in effect, continue it in an effort to get a quorum. So if you had something really important on here, and you can't get enough people here tonight, but you say, well, gee, if we try and do it Wednesday, we could get enough people here, then you adjourn this meeting to Wednesday, and that's sufficient. The other thing is, okay, I have a... Tonight's the regular meeting. The next regular meeting is set the second Monday and the...
First Monday.
Oh, that's right. It was the holiday. Okay. Mm-hmm. So the first Monday in October, but guess what? In the latter part of September, something urgent comes up. Well, then you can call a special meeting, and the Brown Act says you have to do 24 hours notice, you have to post it, etc. But you could call a special meeting, you have to notify all of the commission members so they can be there, have the opportunity to be there. You can post the agenda, and then, again, that agenda is limited to whatever is posted on there. Now, the other exception that does exist is you can add an item to the agenda if you meet two requirements. The first requirement is that it didn't come to the attention of the commission until after the agenda was posted. So you post 72 hours in advance, that's Friday. So if this morning somebody came on up with something urgent and wanted on the agenda, that's number one. It wasn't a matter that you knew about it on Thursday and you just forgot to put it on the agenda. It has to come up after that. And then secondly, time has to be of sufficient urgency so that it can't wait to the next meeting.
You said it's got to be within 72 hours of the meeting?
The agenda has to be posted.
So 3 days ago.
Yeah, so again, with a Monday meeting, you post on Friday. And since the meeting starts at 5:30, you would post by 5:30 on Friday.
And that's why you receive your agenda when you do.
And it is important, both technically and practically, and to be truthful with you politically, to try and get those agendas to you before they get out to the public. Because you're going to have people from the public going, wow, that's on the agenda and I want to know about it, I want to talk about it, and they pick up the phone and call. And you're going, I haven't even seen the agenda, I don't know what you're talking about. So staff makes a concerted effort to distribute the agenda to you before it gets posted, and it's technically not available to the public until it's been distributed to the commission members at least 72 hours.
That's why I wanted to come, because I saw it posted down there, and I looked at the agenda and said, well, that's interesting. But I only just saw it today.
Mr. Cannon, if it's something from the outside, like a citizen or something like that, and we can present, the only thing is we cannot take action, items for action, and we cannot vote on items, right?
Well, yes, if the citizen stands up, if I walked in today and said, you know, I've got this problem and I think it needs to be addressed, and it's not on the agenda, then the commission can listen and can get whatever information they may need. And then they can direct either that staff will respond to it, or they can direct that they'll form a committee to look into it, but they cannot actually address it and resolve it tonight.
But they can take the complaint or whatever.
They can take the information, but what's very difficult for the public at large to understand is somebody walks in to a city council meeting and says, there's a problem with the intersection of X and Y Street. Actually, I was just in Rochester, Minnesota, where there is a First Street and a First Avenue. And it's a First Street North and First Street South and First Avenue North, West, and First Avenue East. Easy to get lost. So, intersection of X and Y Street. And it's a problem that has to be taken care of right away. All the city council can do is say, Mr. Cabot, thank you very much for the information. Police Department, Public Works Department, look into this, check it out, get in touch with this individual, talk to them, and then bring it back to us at the next council meeting.
Can I say something about that? Because when you go to the city council and you get 5 minutes to talk and you submit your little form, they actually do address those items that you ask about right then and there.
No.
Well, they don't take action on it.
They don't take action, but they address.
Well, I mean, again, you it's not like you say thank you very much and sit down and ignore you. It's like, thank you very much, tell me more about it, or, that's definitely something we need to look at, chief, or whoever, look into it, check it out.
No, they addressed it last time I was there on my three comments. They addressed it specifically. They were just a couple of things, and I didn't have to come back.
If staff has the knowledge, they will ask your staff to address the issue there. If it's something that needs to be researched or looked into,
council cannot take action,
but then usually they'll ask the staff person, do you have any information about this, and they'll give the an opportunity to you know, sometimes the staff can explain something, but the council doesn't take any action.
But yeah, I mean, it would not be unusual for council to ask for more information, get input from staff, and based upon that, say, okay, this is something that, you know, is not simple to answer. We need to address it. So,
right.
Yeah, police chief, city manager, you go on off and
right.
do some research and bring it back. We, you know, we're concerned about this. We want to address it. But for the body to actually take action, it has to have been on the agenda.
Right. But I'm not talking about taking action. I'm talking about addressing.
Yeah. So. I'm sorry, when I say address it, I mean it in the sense of taking formal action.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. We actually did not start our meeting with our flag salute and posse.
I'm sorry.
Did we start
okay.
The meeting?
Did we start the meeting?
We can start the meeting and say, for lack of a quorum, the meeting will be either carried over to next month, or if you feel that there's a possibility that maybe next Monday or the Monday after next we could get a quorum here, then we could move the quorum to that meeting. There is some business on here. I mean, under announcements, I mean, there was something that I was going to announce. So,
well, I mean, announcements again can be made mm-hmm. just simply because there's no action mm-hmm. that relates to that. It's not, well, let me rephrase that. I don't know what the announcement
okay.
is, but yeah, I mean, if the announcement is we have a real problem with this and
yes.
we need to address it right now, that's different. But if the announcement is to say on next Tuesday night, Vice President, I won't use that.
About Thursday night, Mr. Macedo's going to be on Conan O'Brien.
Is he early?
Yeah.
No way. For real?
Yeah.
Thursday?
It's an announcement about something that's upcoming, that's an activity, mm-hmm. you know, just mm-hmm. simply provide information,
no
you can
way.
Do that.
Yeah.
All right, I will open the meeting and we'll have our positive comment and then we'll
salute the flag with me.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay,
I just
want to know why he's not here tonight.
Margie
kept asking that
you
went out to that
woman's
somewhere.
All right, our positive thought for this evening comes from one of the little devotion books I have. It's called 3 Minutes a Day by Father John Cattier. And it's on kindness. Be kind. Kindness comes from an old English word for family. And it is within the family that we learn kindness, help for those in need, and a thoughtful attitude. And it is from the family that we carry kindness, help for the needy, a thoughtful attitude, out to our jobs, our community, and among strangers. Not that kindness is easy. It isn't for either the giver or the receiver, and it can quickly become a burden. But it is simple and human and humanizing. Jesus taught the need for kindness when he told the parable of the Good Samaritan on a desert road from Jerusalem to Jericho. John van Rockenbacher, a medieval Flemish mystic, wrote, "Be kind, be kind, be kind, and you will soon be a saint." So let's all be kind.
I'll let you one more time.
Some of
the movies okay, citizens' comments. Okay,
I do have a comment.
Okay, thank you, Steve, so much.
Being today's 9/11, I was hoping that you can't take action like he said, but I was hoping that today, being representative of that day, that this committee could in some way, perhaps, because in the past you had done a forum on multicultural events with this committee, that we could have a forum on something like peacekeeping or nonviolence and invite with a multicultural interconnection with that and do something in that respect and deference for what the committee may represent with the multicultural and ethnic community and the fact that it is a 9/11 kind of a memorial and have that maybe on 9/11 and we could do it in the park like we did maybe a couple years ago when we had our multicultural fair. That's my comment.
Thank you very much for that suggestion. And
I have an observation. The agenda wasn't posted on the city website this time, and it's convenient to have it there because don't always know if the meeting's going to be on the first Monday or some other time.
We went through the motions. I'm not sure if something happened, but I'll double check that. The intent was that we attached it and that it be posted. So I'm going to double check that.
Okay, it's always on.
I'll go. Okay. Councilman Macedo's not here. Okay. He was as you most of you know, he's been named the top world auctioneer. And so this Thursday night, he'll be on the Conan O'Brien show. He's actually, I can't remember, he's like in Wichita, Kansas or something today, so he apologizes for not being here. And then on Wednesday, they fly him to New York, and then he flies back first thing Friday morning because he has to do the auction for the fair Friday night for the dairy replacement heifer sale. So if you're up at midnight or you have recording capabilities, so take them. He'll be on Conan O'Brien this Thursday.
Thursday
night. Yeah.
I like them. I also brought one of the Portuguese newspapers going here, and I was hoping to go to Tampa. This is an August game on August. It's about him winning that competition.
Mm-hmm. Is it in Portuguese?
It's in Portuguese.
Wow.
I get a Portuguese newspaper from Tecedo and I can't read it.
Just get a
I can say, oh, I remember being there. I'm with that person, yeah. Okay, and I have two announcements. One, many of you may have read in the newspaper that Lonnie Teixeira, who is a member of the Tulare Sunrise Rotary, and the Rotary Sunrise Rotary Club are endeavoring to start a boys and girls club in the city of Tulare. So we have opportunity drawing tickets available for a trip to Hawaii for two for a week. That's airfare and hotel, or it's actually condominium, for 1 week, and the tickets are $10. And all of the money goes toward the opening of the Girls and Boys Club in November here in Tulare.
What's the deadline for those tickets?
We will be doing the auction, I think, on the 31st of October. So we'd like to.
A couple months then.
No, just one, month and a half maybe. Okay.
So where is that going to be located?
The Boys and Girls Club is going to operate in the youth facility. We have partnered with the city of Tulare, and the city of Tulare is going to allow us to use that facility to operate the Boys and Girls Club in the afternoon.
Where do we buy the tickets?
I have them.
Okay. Only you have them?
No. All of the Sunrise Rotary members have tickets.
I've got a couple of them.
And the youth center is on Peach Street right next to the Little League Park.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've never been in it.
So it's a beautiful facility. And we're hoping that the Boys and Girls Club is going to kick the use of that facility up to its brightest and best. Okay? So it was an excellent partnership that we formed with the city of Tulare, and being able to, it's the only way we actually could have done a Boys and Girls Club, and it was having a facility like that donated to us.
Did they ever used to have a Boys and Girls Club here before?
No. This will be the first time. And actually, we will be considered a satellite. We are under a satellite of the Boys and Girls Club in Visalia. And that's another way that we were able to accomplish this task, is that we didn't have to start from scratch. We had a big brother, helping us along. The second announcement that I have is that I will be submitting my written resignation effective October 31st. Because we had planned to move from Tulare by the 1st of July of next year. Well, those plans have been sped up somewhat. So we are going to be leaving a lot sooner than we thought. So I will be resigning effective that day, and the city will receive a letter from me.
So you have found a home?
We found several homes, and we have to decide which one to buy.
Wow.
So, but we had to sell this one first. So,
that's what's taking all my energy and right now, and my thoughts are getting this one ready. Well, we still do not have a quorum, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm sorry. It's very difficult when those of us who show up for a meeting come and invest our time and we don't have enough people to conduct business. So I appreciate so much all of you being here, but I'm really disappointed that we cannot carry on the work of our commission. Now, what is your pleasure? Would you like to adjourn this meeting until next Monday, or would you just like to wait until October, the first Monday in October, to have the meeting?
Well, if you resign then...
Okay, excuse me. Okay, I got to listen to my commission members. Okay.
I don't know if this is appropriate or not to ask, but I know I received an email, and I received a phone call. And, this is the second time. I think it's actually the third month in a row that we don't have a quorum. And that really concerns me. And, we're all adults, and Irene shouldn't have to spend her time on people.
That's true.
Nor should anyone else. And I would like to see, there are a few of us that come every month, and we're very much committed and interested, and perhaps we could look at the bylaws and see what we can do, because we're not going anywhere.
No, we're not. We're just standing in one place, and we're not even treading water. When you can't have a meeting, carry on your business for 3 months, you're not even treading water.
And we don't need 20 people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, how much are you short today?
And we're short two.
That's it, just two. Mm-hmm. Well then, okay, I'm not part of it, but my suggestion is just cut it and then...
But we can't, we have to have enough people to be able to do that.
Well, then you write the emails and you get them here and you do it.
Irene even contacted, I asked her to contact those that you were trying to get off the commission to get them here to get you a quorum then have them remove them.
Oh, yes. Oh,
yeah. Wow. So all we can do as staff is make a more concerted effort to try and get even those members here just to get you over to get the business done. And at least at that one, and we could put it on the next agenda have a discussion of the bylaws and we could try and make those changes at that time.
Right.
So, because Nettie's going to be retiring and then what?
Yeah, well, we have a vice chair. Yes. And you made sure that we had a vice chair.
You're
speaking.
So, we do have a vice chair. So that would be another thing we'd have to do. We'd have to elect. If he moves into the chair position, then we have to elect a new vice chair. I don't know how we can do it, but I think we need to send a message to everyone saying, we really need you at a meeting. We need to, elect a new chair, elect a vice chair, update our bylaws so that we can conduct business. Okay? Because at this point, we cannot conduct business as a commission.
Irene, did the majority of people say they were coming?
Those that I reached said they were coming, I had to leave several messages. And in fairness to them, I tried work numbers and home numbers, but didn't get to everyone personally. I did expect Aileen and David, but for whatever reason, they're not here tonight.
Can I make a suggestion, Lenny, that you do the email, you said you do it an earlier meeting, you get them off, you cut it, and you have a working kind of deal, and you invite them and you have food. I mean, food brings people in. You say, we're going to have a working dinner.
No, we
don't. I know I would come
in. We don't want that. People should just want to come when people were asked to serve on this commission. I asked them for a commitment, because there was support and work that we needed to get done, and at that time, people committed to it. So if their commitment has changed, then they need to let us know so that we can get other people on the commission who will have a commitment to be here. Okay, so that's the important thing. But right now our discussion is, what do you want to do about our next meeting? And that has to be a discussion that the commission members have.
Okay. Can we do a show raise of hands?
Okay. How many of you would like to have an adjourned meeting to next Monday?
Oh, I'm sorry.
You can have next Monday. Okay. All right. What other day, is there another day during the week that everyone is here, could be here?
My only day off is Monday.
Your only day off is Monday. Okay. Sorry.
Yeah, I have a question. You know, do you have staff that call everyone and send a letter to, and then also to make sure that everyone can be here? Then we don't know next Monday we're gonna come. All will be here, or maybe next meeting we'll all be here. We don't know. We don't know for sure. So, and the staff know for sure that they're all coming and God will respond, and they're all coming. Then we can meet at any time. You know?
Well, Irene did that. Okay, she called. She expected us. Cause I didn't speak to her this afternoon, and she said we should have a forum this evening.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because she had called everyone. We all received our agenda last week. You know, and I wrote it on my calendar that I had, you know, this meeting. So we received our agenda, and then she called.
And so they all be here?
Well, she said we should have a quorum this evening. So she thought there would be eight people.
Should know that we have a meeting.
Yeah.
And we know it's always on the first Monday.
Mm-hmm.
There couldn't be any. Matter of fact, they should call and excuse if they are not coming.
If that's when that we should hear from people, is if they're not coming. And even this evening, if something held you up, you know, then we could call and say, you know, I'm sorry, something came up at the last minute.
You know, we would call and, you know, I know today, I think Irene called me, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I told her that I would be there for sure. Okay. And then for everyone to be sure that we can meet next, you know, next Monday or, you know, whenever everybody
okay,
will,
so there won't be a council
be
meeting.
Here, you know.
There will be a council meeting next Tuesday. Just Tuesday there's a council meeting.
Okay. I'm afraid that we will say that, okay, we're going to come and next Monday it's still the same, and then next month it's still the same, and then, you know, the only good time is to make sure that they will be coming for sure.
Yeah.
Surely, we will be here.
And
then we won't be waste our
time.
Everybody will
not every
waste time, you know.
Okay, if Tuesday, Monday night, Marie would not be able to be here. Tuesday night is a council member, okay, and also you would not be able to be here. So that's two, that if two others came, you two would be the two that would be missing on that Monday. Tuesday is a council meeting. What does Wednesday look like?
Well, like I said, Monday is my only day off.
Monday's your only
day off. Because I work PMs at night.
Okay. All right.
So that's why I said,
you
know,
that's part of the reason why you chose
to
do this. Okay, because it was on Monday night. Okay. All right. Okay, then. I don't have Monday on my calendar. Okay, so this is the 11th, that would be the 18th, then it would be the 25th, and actually our next meeting would be on the 2nd. So I guess my recommendation is that we try to have a quorum on our October 2nd meeting. Okay, that would keep us on Mondays when the members who are showing up say that they can be here.
Before you adjourn, can I make a public comment?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm concerned about one thing. It actually affects the community as a whole. It's not so much community relations, but you know how the skate park, it didn't pass, but then it eventually got some way it's going to be done.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Can we see if that same effort can be put towards the library?
Yeah.
Do you have any comment?
Yes.
This is actually on the council agenda. And they gave an update on the library, and there is a very big conservative effort. As you mentioned, the skateboard park is completely funded through grant funding and then through fundraising efforts. The report to council, the last council meeting, was that while there is not going to be a grant, there's not going to be grant money available, they're not going to put another bond issuance on the ballot.
Mm-hmm.
We are now looking at partnering get that out, sorry. With private industry, and we've had a couple of developers approach us, and we're looking at a partnership that would put the library on the ground floor and then some type of a complex and medical complex something along that line on the second and third floor. And so we're probably going to end up with a developer building that for us and doing it that way. So that's what the process is right now. So there, it is not, the issue has not died. There was a council report just at the last council meeting, and several council members, they voted down. There was a discussion whether or not to hire a company to do a survey to still see if there was support to build a new library. They said they didn't want to waste the money. They know there's support out there, and we're going to move forward with the project. So there's full council support for it.
And that public comment, too, when I first messaged it to Larry, the library was the first one of the very first places I went to on the bus. And, you know, and it's just, you know, it's important in the community to have a good library.
And I know our previous city manager, when he was interested in the job in Tulare, he came to Tulare and he went to the library to find out, read newspapers about what was going on in Tulare. So he had a sense of our community. So it is important to have a library. That's a very good. Thank you, Marty, for that report. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, our meeting is adjourned until October 2nd. And if you run into commission members, remind them that we will have that meeting. And Irene, would you please get a memo out to everyone right away saying, due to a lack, we again could not conduct any business of the commission, and everyone please make a concerted effort to be at the October 2nd meeting. We need to update the bylaws, get rid of dead weight.
Yeah, we really
need to get rid of dead weight and get some new fresh blood in here. And also, what we'd like is to go to council, and we don't even have to go to council. We just need to submit that we need additional members for our commission. So as council looks to appoint members to commission, the public will know that we are looking for members for this commission also.
Can the register do a public service thing on it?
We could ask. Or better yet, we can ask the Valley Voice to do a public
thing.
Yeah.
Hey. So. Julie would have done it.
Yeah.
Julie, right. You invite Julie and you'll get...
Well, Julie isn't with the Advanced Register anymore. I don't know if you know. Julie is now the editor of Tulare Voice.
Right, but she's the perfect one to do it.
So anyway, we can invite her and give her the information and see if she will get that out for us. But with it being in the AR, being in the Valley Voice, I really do wish we had jumped on one of those low-frequency radio stations for the city years ago. I tried to encourage the city to do that, but we didn't when they were giving away low-frequency stations. It would have been excellent for us to have our own radio station to disseminate city information. Okay, so any further comments or business?
What happens if we don't have a quorum and you're going to resign within 3 weeks of the next meeting?
He's
just going to get appointed. How is he going to get appointed? By default or what?
I think it says in our bylaws that he assumes the.
So we're going to go to.
Yes.
Just assume it.
Yes.
We're just going to have to.
And I may not be gone. I may not totally be gone, but I think I need to have that out there with that date on it, and if I'm here to come to a meeting, I will be here, but just in case, you never know. Margie sold her house in a weekend, and I'm praying I'll do the same thing.
With this, Margie. Before the market hits.
Yes. I mean, she told me I'm selling my house, and
before,
I thought, you get over
the
market. I said, okay.
The worst thing is to be in limbo, you know.
Yes.
Ready with
them. Okay.
Oh, all those lines. All right.